So are you ready
for your show?
Hola, baby. Soy Little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hola, familia. Buenas noches. Soy Carlos Medina y un domingo más me tienes dispuesto a acompañarte en el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. A lo largo del show de esta noche, el guitarrista del Boss quiere hacer un breve repaso por la biografía de algunas de las chicas más gamberras del rock. Bueno, él hablará de algunas y yo de otras, pero entre buena música y buenas historias, buscaremos fuerzas, eso sí, para empezar la semana. No me enrollo más, recibimos a Little Steven al son que nos marca una guerrera del rock and roll como es Joan Jett, acompañada de su banda de Black Hearts, Bad Reputation. Arrancamos, buenas noches.
Let's face it, naughty girls make the world go round, particularly in a nation of hypocrites like we are. Most everything in the advertising, marketing, and promotional world is driven by sex. Why? Because we're not having enough, that's why. Why do you think Janet Jackson's breast was front page news and shown thousands of times in slow motion on every news program and internet site in the Western world? It's because we don't see enough naked breasts in real life, obviously. We don't want to show our society naked breasts, which incidentally may be the only real proof of divinity. And if we did show naked breasts, we'd rather show them being sliced off than kissed. But in spite of being the only civilized country in the world where sex between consenting adults can in certain situations still be illegal, thankfully, the naughty girls continue to prosper against all odds. As far as we're concerned, it is the so-called naughty girls that are the truly liberated women. The women to be celebrated, and none more worthy of celebration than our subject this week. We'll tell you all about her next break, but trust us when we say naughty was defined by South Dakota's Joni Lucille Olander, better known as Mamie Van Doren.
Yeah. Do you deny any of this?
Deny it? I didn't come to this jailhouse to be herded around by the keepers. If you chicks have got any guts, we can take over this place.
You have no other defense?
Go bingle your bongo.
Hi, Auntie. You getting up or going to bed?
How did it go at school today?
At what?
If you'd rather have coffee, Tony, there's a pot of fresh.
No, thanks. I think I'll cut out and size up this Townsville.
You're looking for excitement?
Why not? I'm a citizen.
I hate to think of you running around all by your lonely.
Annie, I'm a big boy now. I even go out with girls.
That's why I worry. Thinking of you coming up against those young, tight sweaters.
Suppose I'll never learn my lesson. Should have shaken off my adolescence. By now, but I don't know how or when. You got to be so attractive. But now you're holding my emotions captive.
myself, I see your face again. Every time I reach in the refrain, I can't help myself, I see your face again. Every time I reach in that refrain, I can't help myself. Round and round we go again. Round and round we go again.
The mob gets the weenie and the good guys get to keep on rocking. Just like in real life, right? Man, they just don't make them like that anymore.
Welcome to the Underground Garage. Just in case you thought you died and went to heaven. It's only the radio, baby. Oh, you caught a good one tonight. It is our tribute to naughty girls. And we started with one. Joan Jett. And her black hearts, matey. Bad Reputation, 1981. Richie Cordell producing that one. Bad Girl started our first set on the fabulous New York Dolls' first record. That's all they needed, really. The really amazing bands really only need that first album. Right? Dolls, Stones, The Who, Jimi Hendrix, Beatles, Moby Grape, Sex Pistols. Right? Ramones. Yeah, the great ones get it right the first time, right? But we went all the way to the fourth or fifth album for The Who, sort of a collection called Magic Bus. Pictures of Lily, that naughty girl. Marlene has sounded like a naughty girl. We're not sure she was one. B-side of Candy Girl, really a two-sided hit there. Bob Gaudio writing, Bob Crew producing. Frankie, Bobby, Tommy, and Nikki, those Jersey boys. Teenage Heart, Wildlife's new one's out. Out on Your Block is the album. Written by Dave Feldman and Sam Allen. Produced by Tuck Smith and Dan Dixon. Mixed by Jeffrey Sanoff. Get it from wickedcoolrecords.com. The Day Tripper, now there's a title, right? You can't improve on them Beatles. Yeah, we're very thematic this evening. Every song's going to be pretty close to a tribute to a naughty girl or refer to one. That's our theme, and we're sticking to it.
Oh, I'm the girl. Yes, I'm the girl. I'm the girl who invented rock and roll. Oh, I'm the dame. The dame to blame.
Estás en Rock FM escuchando el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Nuestro recorrido de esta noche arranca en Detroit, Michigan. Allí nos encontramos con la primera bajista que acabaría convirtiéndose en una estrella del rock and roll. Me refiero a Susan K. Quatro. Su gusto por la música le viene de muy pequeña. Con tan solo 8 años, Susie debutó con la banda de su padre, Trio Art 4. Su formación musical comenzó sentada frente a un piano, pero pronto se daría cuenta que sus inquietudes le llevarían a explorar otros instrumentos y otros estilos musicales. Es en este momento cuando entra en escena el rock and roll. Concretamente, cuando vio actuar a Elvis en televisión. Susie fue una de las muchísimas personas a las que, al ver al rey del rock and roll por televisión, supondría, bueno, digamos una llamada imposible de desatender, aquella por la que volcaría todos sus esfuerzos por ganarse la vida encima de un escenario. Lo peculiar de su caso es que tenía tan solo 6 años cuando esto ocurrió. Su hermana Patty montó una banda llamada The Pleasure Seekers junto a otras dos amigas. Susie se sumó al proyecto por aquella época, mediados de los años 60 aproximadamente. Comenzó su vida profesional como Susie 4 en el mundo de la música. En 1971 se mudó a Inglaterra con motivo de que el productor Mick Most la fichara. A lo largo de su carrera, Susie 4 ha publicado 15 discos de estudio, otros tantos recopilatorios y un álbum en directo, Live and Kicking, en 1977. Todo un artista para tener en cuenta. Cuando quieras, Little.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage celebration of Mamie Van Doren's birthday, February 6th. She was born in South Dakota, Rowena, I think it's pronounced. Rowena? I don't know. On a farm. And let us just say she matured quickly. All that fresh farm milk, you know. She was married, divorced, wined and dined by millionaires and gangsters, and won the Miss Palm Springs beauty pageant, and made the cover of Esquire, photographed nude by Alberto Vargas, all by the age of 18. Joni and her mother, whom she learned much from, including her impeccable fashion sense and habit of wearing no underwear, followed her father and the defense industry to the West Coast, and she was bitten by the showbiz bug permanently when Mae West signed her autograph book on her way into the glamorous nightclub known as the Macambo, saying how pretty she was. Joni parlayed her Esquire cover to a showgirl gig, working for Jackie Gleason in Billion Dollar Baby on Broadway. Back in L.A., she was turned down by 20th Century Fox after her screen test because she was too similar to this other kid they just signed, Marilyn Monroe, who would become her buddy. Universal signed her instead. And since it was inauguration day for Dwight Eisenhower, they called her Mamie after the First Lady. At the same time, educator Mark Van Doren was in the papers for winning all those quiz shows, which would later lead to a big scandal. And they combined those two names, and Mamie Van Doren was born.
She would make a string of legendary cult classics. The Girl in Black Stockings, Untamed Youth, Born Reckless, High School Confidential, Guns, Girls, and Gangsters, The Beat Generation, Sex Kittens Go to College, and our favorite, the Peter Bogdanovich-directed Voyage to the Planet of Prehistoric Women. Peter, you are my hero. At the same time as she was making all these cool movies, she was making some rockin' records, becoming one of the first actresses to be associated with this brand new genre DJ Alan Freed was calling rock and roll. From the beginning, she was called a sex symbol, sex kitten, sex pot, and sex goddess. And in an era when men were allowed to sleep with whoever they wanted, and women were supposed to go from casting couch to casting couch and keep quiet about it, she was totally open about her life and broke all the rules. She slept with whoever she liked and wouldn't go with many men who could have helped her career, including Howard Hughes, who put her in her first movie, Jet Pilot, in spite of her not sleeping with him. There were a few other names you might recognize that she did spend some quality time with. Boxer Jack Dempsey, singer Eddie Fisher, baseball star Bo Belinsky, Joe Namath, Tony Curtis, Johnny Rivers, Burt Reynolds, and hotelier Nicky Hilton. And had very close calls with Elvis Presley, James Dean, Warren Beatty, and Johnny Carson, who asked her out during a commercial, not to mention Henry Kissinger. What one learns from reading her two books and spending time on her website is, in between the innocence and fun, is a very loving, caring woman who went to Vietnam twice in 68, just in time for the Tet Offensive, in 71, where she entertained the troops and almost lost her life. And we also learn the price the glamorous pay for inspiring and motivating us, as Mamie, raising a child, had to deal with the sex kitten identity at parent-teacher conferences and across the desk from loan officers at the bank. She's still rocking. Happy birthday, Mamie Van Doren.
Hey, those kids are hip. I mean, they really send me.
The sun down just like a lock. All these signs are always the star. She's so fine.
Look at the queen bee. She just got out of the hive.
This is my bed.
What do you mean? This is where they put me.
It was mine before.
We're sisters, and we're staying together.
I don't care if you're Siamese twins.
Get your hands off her, you big trollop.
What's that mean? Trollop.
Trollop, my dear, means a soiled dove. A fallen angel. To put a sweet knee to a lady of easy virtue.
You take that back or take a beating.
Here she comes.
Here she comes.
That little town flirt.
Here she
you're
comes.
You're falling for her. And you're gonna get her. Yeah, I know it's so hard to resist the temptation of her tender red lips. But you can get her.
Dungeonsville to make with a song, so poor little old us. What do you want me to do, kiss your foot?
That's pretty tough talk, isn't it?
You know, you got a nice face. Why do you want to spoil it by hating people?
What are you here for? To throw that poor little chick breadcrumbs? What does a cat like you with all that gold know about a kid without a buck in the world? No old lady, no old man. Who are you to big shot over her?
Van Doren. And I'm with little Steven. Stop that, Steven. In the underground garage, listening to the coolest records ever made.
We'll be right back.
started our tribute to Mamie Van Doren with Catfight, their classic, can be found on Coolest Songs in the World, Volume 4, on wickedcoolrecords.com. Jeff Backhouse producing, Katie Graves writing it, Katie, Jennifer Kraft, and Ann Chalvacco. Probably don't exist, but are due for a reunion. Need a second guitar, of course. She's So Fine, the Jimi Hendrix Experience. It's actually all Noel Redding, but it's nice when your buddy can play guitar like that. Taz Chandler producing Axis Bold as Love, their second of their three amazing classics. Dale Shannon with Little Town Flirt, co-wrote that with Robert McKenzie. Very cool stuff from 62.
A Few Brain with Ginger Wildheart and Ryan Hamilton out of Newcastle. Get it from roundrecords.bandcamp.com.
She's a Heartbreaker with Gene Pitney. 68, his last hit. You're going to learn things to stick around here. We are celebrating this evening all of you naughty girls. And we'll be back with one of my favorites.
Yes, so weary just rolling along. Gotta find a place where I belong. I want to settle down with someone, never be alone. Instead of getting nowhere like a rolling stone.
Seguimos disfrutando del Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM en compañía de nuestro pequeño Steve. El show de esta noche está dedicado a todas aquellas artistas que lucharon no solo por cumplir un sueño, sino también por hacerse hueco en un mundo fundamentalmente masculino. Una de ellas es Patricia May Andrzejewski, más conocida como Pat Benatar. Pat se crió en Brooklyn, en la ciudad de Nueva York, y en un principio estudió ópera junto a su madre. Poco tiempo después de casarse, empezó a trabajar en un banco en Richmond, Virginia, pero su hábitat natural era la noche. Era precisamente en aquellos momentos cuando ella cantaba. De hecho, fue descubierta en un concurso amateur del Club de la Comedia en Nueva York, en el que se buscaban nuevos talentos. Se le considera una mujer dura, un carácter que ha imprimido en canciones como, por ejemplo, Invincible, Hit Me With Your Best Shot o Fight It Out. A día de hoy sigue saliendo de gira con su segundo marido, el guitarrista Neil Giraldo. Desde 1979 lleva dando guerra y a sus 64 años seguro que aún tiene historias que contar. Cuando quieras, maestro.
Welcome back to our Underground Garage special. We're calling it Naughty Girls. Our second naughty girl is Betty Page, born April 22nd, 1923. She was known as the Queen of the Pinups, the jet black hair, blue eyes. I don't know if that's where the Page Boy haircut style came from, but looks like it. She was a Playboy Playmate, Miss January 1955. How about that, Hugh Hefner? Was he ahead of his time or what? I forgot. He started October 53, the very famous first issue featuring Marilyn Monroe. She had a rough childhood, six children, and her parents divorced quite early, probably because her father was molesting her. Around 13 years old, lived in an orphanage for a while, and fell in love with the movies, loved dressing up and doing makeup and hairstyles like her favorite movie stars, and started acting in college, which she actually graduated from. She was discovered walking on the beach in Coney Island by a police officer with an interest in photography. In those days, they called it camera clubs, to avoid being arrested for making nude photos. And then it became glamour photography. And pretty soon she was lighting up the erotic photography industry, appearing in men's magazines such as Wink, Titter, and Eyeful. And she got into some fetish-type films, you know, like Leopard Bikini Bound, one of my favorites. And it became burlesque, and then Playboy, and then Miss Pinup Girl of the World. And then, as fate would have it, the next career move was Born Again Christianity in 1959, and that was the end of that fun. But she certainly had a nice, naughty run before retiring. So successful, she became a song by the Chevelles.
Hey, it's Courtney Love, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, which is a very cool place to be.
Very few girls that are built like that. Betty had a different torso than most girls. Her bone structure there, close to her waistline, and went way in to a very tiny waist.
Like that, won't you go to bed with me? Won't you take a chance, baby? Every year in New York, they'd have the Artist Ball. They have a contest for the best costume. And guess what I was wearing? Just two telephone dials and a suggestion box and black net stockings up to the waist, and that was it. And I won it that year.
Yeah, honey, my whole world.
You can always tell who's a naughty girl and who's not, because the naughty ones get songs written about them. We started the set with Betty Page by the Chevelles. And you can download Stripperama or Varieties or Teaserama, three of Betty's classics. Betty Page you can get from wickedcoolrecords.com. Naughty girl Courtney Love and her very cool band Hole with Heaven Tonight. From Celebrity Skin, Trudy was Donovan's naughty girl at the moment. The Jeff Beck Group is banned on that one. Mickey Most making that connection. 1969.
Let It Burn, Blackberry Smoke. The band produced it. Charlie Starr wrote it. Get it from ThreeLeggedRecords.com.
Naughty Girl Tracy Day, I Won't Tell. Bob Crew and Bob Gaudio in between Four Seasons Records. But Gaudio getting the production credit on this one. 1964. And yeah, these naughty girls do break your heart. My whole world ended the moment my naughty girl left me. David Ruffin, Pam Sawyer co-writing that one with Jimmy Roach. We're celebrating naughty girls, and we'll be back with our coolest song of the world this week.
Estamos en Rock FM, sigues disfrutando del Underground Garage de Little Steven y justo en este preciso instante alcanzamos el momento clásico por excelencia del Garage, la canción más chula de la semana. En esta ocasión vamos a viajar hasta Dublín, Irlanda, porque desde allí vienen The Urges con la canción Echoes Softly, como canción más chula de la semana aquí en el Underground Garage. Pero bueno, casi mejor que nos lo presente Little Steven. Little, todo tuyo.
You know what that sound means. Take out your phone, open up the Shazam app, and Shazam us right now.
Tuned up girls, boy catching girls, big bike riders, scuba divers, dialed up girls, boy catching girls, find so magnetic, boys athletic.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from Dublin, Ireland. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, The Urges.
That shades all that I see. Your shrouding veil looks me. I feel my thoughts collide. I'm on its inside. The smoking mirrors fly me. All around outside me, falling again. You struck a
every day to climb, to go up to my white ballroom out on the end of time, where I can be with my love, for she is all that is mine, and she'll always be there. My love don't care about time. I laugh with her, cry with her, hold her close, she is mine. The way she tells me of her love, and never is she trying. She don't have to be assured of many good things to find, and she'll always be there. My love don't care about time. Her eyes are dark and deep with love, her hair hangs long and fine. She walks with ease and all she sees is never wrong or right. And with her arms around me tight, I see her all in my mind. And she'll always be there, my love, don't care about time. She'll always be there, my love, don't care about time.
This is Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage. It feels just like my senior prom, only this time I might get lucky.
She told me that she loved me, and like a fool I believed her from the start. Broke my heart. Why am I standing here missing her and wishing she were here? Hey. She yelled at me wrong. Hey. I'm better off alone.
She
devoured all my sweet love, took all I had and then she fed me dirt. See the way it hurt.
went out whoring through Colorado in myriad stolen night cars, NC, secret hero of these poems, Coxman and Adonis of Denver, joy to the memory of his innumerable lays of girls in empty lots and diner backyards, movie houses, rickety rows, on mountaintops in caves, or with gaunt waitresses and familiar roadside lonely petticoat upliftings, and especially secret gas station solipsisms of John's and hometown alleys too.
Prison walls.
There aren't any.
How do you keep us from angling?
We conduct Girls Town on the honor system.
Brother.
We have no brothers here, only sisters.
Too bad.
Cheating ways with another guy. You laugh
in my veins. Lord, how long must I be this crazy? 'Cause I love you. Oh, baby, baby, baby.
We started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, Echoes Softly, from The Urges, out of Dublin, Ireland. The new album is Time Will Pass. Jim Walters wrote Echoes Softly and produced the record with Gavin Glass. Jimmy joined by Peter Smith, Ross McGee, Ken Mooney, Thomas Darcy in the band, and in the horn section, Barry McBrien, Armin Babazian, something like that. And Ronan O'Donnell. Sorry, Armin. Get it from theurges.bigcartel.com. Echoes Softly from The Urges.
And Naughty Girls Don't Care About Time, say the Birds. Gene Clark writing, Terry Melcher producing. B-side of Turn, Turn, Turn. That is the best version of it. The one that has the Bach solo by Roger. The Monkees with She, fabulous Ursula Andress movie, speaking of naughty girls. Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, writing and producing.
Need You Tonight, Bonnie Raitt. Her new album is Dig In Deep. We highly recommend it. Andrew Farris and Michael Hutchins wrote the song, originally for In Excess.
and Bonnie doing a very cool cover of it. I Don't Know Why I Love You, the original by Stevie Wonder. You may have heard us play the Stones version. I believe the track the Stones were recording when they learned that Brian Jones died. The Stevie Wonder original from his 8th album for Once in My Life. Don Hunter co-producing it with Stevie. And Naughty Beach Girl, Mary Hughes, the subject of Psycho Daisies, B-side of Happenings 10 Years Time Ago by the fabulous Yardbirds. Simon Napier Bell producing, and what a character he is. We got one more Naughty Girl, so don't touch that dial.
Estamos llegando al final de nuestro Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM, pero no podíamos dejar de mencionar a una de las figuras más icónicas del rock. Ella es Joan Jett, con quien precisamente abríamos el programa. Joan es una auténtica superviviente del rock and roll. Desde los 17 años lleva en la carretera junto a su guitarra. Su carrera comenzó formando parte de la banda de Runaways, una banda de chicas realmente guerreras. Ahí estaban, por ejemplo, Sandy West, Joan Jett, Cherie Curie, Jackie Fox y Lita Ford. A pesar de su juventud, su obra no pasó desapercibida. The Runaways llegaron a girar con Cheap Trick, Van Halen, Ramones o Tom Petty, entre otros, y ahí es nada. Pero aquel sueño no duró para siempre y Joan Jett decidió seguir su carrera en solitario. En 1979 se mudó a Inglaterra, donde pudo grabar canciones con The Sex Pistols, con parte de los Sex Pistols como Paul Cook y Steve Jones. A sus 58 años, Joan Jett sigue siendo todo un referente dentro del rock and roll y, lejos de colgar las botas, sigue girando con su banda de Black Hearts. Yo la tengo pendiente, reconozco. Me encantaría verla en directo. Esperemos que algún día se deje caer por aquí. Dale, Little.
Welcome back to our Underground Garage tribute to Naughty Girls. Our final Naughty Girl of the evening is Tura Satana. Born Tura Luna Pascual Yamaguchi in Japan. Her father was a silent movie actor of Japanese descent. Mother a circus performer who was American Indian Cheyenne and had some Scotch-Irish there mixed in. She also had a tough childhood. Her breasts being exceedingly large for her age. Was gang raped at the age of 9, which caused her to become a martial arts expert. This girl definitely needs a movie because she, among the hundreds of other reasons, she hunted every single one of those rapers down. We don't know to what degree, but exacted revenge. We can use our imaginations there. Because she was raped, the bribed judge sent her to reform school, where she became the leader of a gang. She was married at 13, ended up in L.A. as a blues singer, bathing suit model, posed nude for Harold Lloyd, started dancing, became a stripper. She was eventually voted one of the 10 best undressed burlesque dancers of the 20th century. Started doing TV shows, like Man from U.N.C.L.E., which is why we're hearing that excellent theme song. Hawaiian Eye, Burke's Law, would debut in the movies in Irma La Douce as a Parisian prostitute. And then her most iconic role as Varla in Faster Pussycat Kill Kill, the Russ Meyer classic. Classic in the Underground Garage, I'll tell you that. She would then do other favorite Underground Garage films, such as The Astro Zombies, The Doll Squad, The Mark of the Astro Zombies, and The Haunted World of El Super Bisto. She would be shot by a former lover, work in a hospital, work as a police dispatcher, and maybe most notably, as revealed in the excellent book by Pamela DeBar, Let's Spend the Night Together, she would teach Elvis Presley the art and craft of how to please a woman orally. And Anne Margaret and a host of others would be very thankful about that. Fabulous, fabulous naughty girl, Tura Satana.
Holy smoke, land sakes alive, I never thought this could happen to me. Yeah, I got stung by a sweet honey bee. Oh, what a feeling to hum over me. It started in my eyes, crept up to my head, polluted my heart. Well, I was stung, did I run? I got stung. Yeah, she had all that I wanted and more. And I've seen honey bees before. She started buzzing in my ear, but buzzing in my brain. Got stung all over, but I feel no pain. I'm not. I got stung. But I don't think I'm complaining. I'm mighty glad as we met. Could you give me one little peck on the back of my neck? And I break out in a cold, cold sweat. Well, if I make it 102, I won't let nobody sting me but you. I'll be buzzing on your hive every day. If I ever, I'm never gonna leave once I arrive. Cause I'm not, I got stung. Yeah, yeah. And I don't think I'm complaining. I'm mighty pleased we met. Could you give me one little peck on the back of my neck? And I break out in a cold, cold sweat. Well, if I make it through 102, I won't let nobody sting me but you. I'll be buzzing on your hive every day. If I ever, I'm never gonna leave once I arrive. Cause I'm not, I got stung.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now.
Bye.
Your old man's been blasted out of his wheels, and your king-sized brother's been twisted like a pretzel. You're all that's left, lover, and you ain't gonna be around for long.
I don't believe it.
You better believe it.
The faster the pussy got, the taller she walked, and the quicker she let you down tonight. She's racing around and she's racing around, her hot rod car keeps her alive. True Satana, I think I love you. True Satana, I think I love you. You drive me crazy with the thing that you do, and I can't help the way I feel about you. I feel wishing you're making me scream when I see you on my TV screen. True Satana, I think I love you.
Yeah, sense of humor.
What's so exciting about racing against the clock anyway? What's it prove?
Well, it's like a runner trying to improve his time. He trains his body to get the most out of it. I work on this baby the same way, trying to get maximum performance.
What's it mean if you don't beat anybody?
But I do. I beat their time.
Is that how you got cutie pie over there? By beating some guy's time? No. You're not the type. You're the all-American boy. A safety first Clyde.
Are you trying to say something?
I never try anything. I just do it. Like, I don't beat clocks. Just people. Want to try me?
Monday, Friday, weekday, holiday, every single empty day. My mind, yeah, you are on my mind. Ireland, Germany, when I'm away, USA, every lonely place I go, you're on my mind. Oh yeah, you're on my mind. I tried forgetting you, tried to maintain my cool, but the existence of you affects my life. If you would forget the past, and maybe someday take me back, I'd rest easy in my bed tonight. You know, down the shoulder blade, you were on my mind. Oh yeah, you're on my mind. I tried forgetting you, girl, tried to maintain my cool, yeah, but your existence affects my life. Forget the past, and maybe take me back. I'd rest easy in my lonely bed tonight. You know I mean it, Monday, Friday, weekday, holiday, yeah, every single empty day. You're on my mind, oh yeah, you're on my mind. My mind.
Our final naughty girl, Tura Satana, definitely stung Elvis Presley. He wanted to marry her, and she turned him down, but kept the ring. Is that naughty or what? Let's Spend the Night Together. Again, the title of Pamela DeBar's excellent book, where she interviewed some naughty girls and could be educational for you youngsters. That's what Ed Sullivan would always call the the teenagers that watch the show. This is for all you youngsters out there. And as we mentioned, you know it's a naughty girl if she has a song written about her. Tura has several. We played Rat Cat, Australian band from 89. It's a B-side on Waterfront Records. Their tribute to Tura. And we ended our naughty girl reverie with The Animals. You're On My Mind. Eric Burdon co-wrote it with the new keyboard player, Dave Roberry. Tom Wilson producing in 66. Another B-side of Inside Looking Out. As long as naughty girls are on our minds, we know we're still alive. You know what that sound means. Take out your phone, open up the Shazam app, and Shazam us right now.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels and Casinos Worldwide. Been there with us from the beginning. Jimmy Allen and the gang. And our special thanks to the Seminole Native Americans. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Our new distributor is Sun Broadcast Group. I want to thank Ron Rivlin, who does the U.S., and Jessica D'Agostine. Radio Express does the international affiliates. So if somebody gets you a radio station for Christmas, call Ron or Jessica, and you can have this show and be the coolest cat on your block. You can get the Underground Garage app at iTunes or Google Play. You can go to facebook.com/undergroundgarage or undergroundgarage.com. You can tweet me at Stevie Van Zandt. Please don't do it if you're a Twittiot. Yes, I had to make that name up. I'm lucky. I get more friends than not. And of course, if you're looking for any kind of fab gear, you know, vintage equipment or new stuff or anything having to do with guitars or keyboards or drums or anything having to do with rock and roll, you got to go to andybabukesfabgear.com. Babiuk is B-A-B-I-U-K, emphasis on the U-K. You can Shazam us during the coolest song or credits and win some stuff. And special thanks, of course, to Alan Freed. See you next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Un domingo más, me despido de ti. Soy Carlos Medina y ha sido un gustazo acompañarte a lo largo del Underground Garage de esta semana aquí en Rock FM. Espero que hayas disfrutado del show y recuerda que en 7 días, si te apetece, volvemos a encontrarnos en torno al garaje más rockero de la radio aquí en el Underground Garage de Little Steve. ¡Feliz semana! Un abrazo, Little. Buenas tardes.